This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow. The counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by elections to assembly constituencies will also be held the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held yesterday. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on 19th of April simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. BJP has recorded landslide victory in Arunachal Pradesh, securing 46 seats out of 60. Some of the prominent winners from BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Ering, party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikyo, Homchun Namdam, Wangling Lovangdong, Shering Lamu and Chakat Abo. In Sikkim, out of the results declared for all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, has managed to bag only one seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Renok and Soring Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tensing Norbu Lamtha registered win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shari constituency. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states ended yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Arunachal Pradesh who have given an unequivocal mandate to politics of development. The Prime Minister has expressed his gratitude to them for reposing their faith in the BJP in the state yet again. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has expressed his gratitude to the people of Arunachal Pradesh for BJP's victory in the state assembly election. He lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership and said that the party is committed to fulfill the vision of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Arunachal. The Prime Minister also congratulated Sikkim Krantikari Morcha and Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang for winning the Sikkim Assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to working with the state government to further the progress of Sikkim. Re-poll for two polling booths under 17 Barashat and 20 Mathurapur parliamentary constituencies will be held in West Bengal today. The voting will start from 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. The polling in these two constituencies was held on 1st June under the 7th phase of Lok Sabha election 2024. The concerned constituencies are 61 Kadam Bagachi Sardar Pada FP School, room number 2, under Barashat PC, and 26 Adir Mahal, Sri Chaitanya Vidyapeeth FP School under Mathurapur Parliamentary Constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of meetings in Delhi yesterday to review a wide range of topics including heatwave and post-cyclone situation. During a meeting held to review the aftermath of the cyclone Remal, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states, the loss of human lives and damage to houses and properties due to landslides and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. And in the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, co-hosts West Indies defeated Papua New Guinea by 5 wickets at the Providence Stadium in Guyana last night. Chasing a target of 137 runs set by Papua New Guinea, West Indies made 137 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 19 overs. For West Indies, Rawston Chase was the top scorer with unbeaten 42 runs. He was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.